You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
That was given. We have noticed Aharon and Levi, Kohen and Levi, they have like about 93 pesukim. The whole parasha is about 139. So two-thirds of the parasha is given to Kohen and the Levi. It's being prejudiced. You notice?
Tomorrow?
No, it was last week. So now the question is, why we have such an arrangement for the Aliyot, for Parashat Ki Tisa? So now here is an interesting insight that the Kohen and the Levi is mostly the subjects of Chet HaEgel. So now, here, if we give it to Israel, so here we kind of tell them, oh, see, your grandfathers worship the idol. But the Kohen and the Levi, that they didn't participate, so we don't want to embarrass them. So we gave them the Aliyot. So the Israel get the subject after the Chet HaEgel. So this way, we not put the Israel on the spot, and you know, your background is not clean. Why? Because your grandfather, they worship the Eger. But because the Kohen and the Levi are clean, they didn't participate, so then we give them the Aliyah, so then this way, we save the dignity of the Israel. You understand? Chas v'shalom, don't say Lashon Hara, Chas v'shalom, Aharon HaKohen.
He told them to bring the gold, and he put the gold.
No, he gave up his Olam Haba, so Am Yisrael will be saved. He worshipped it again?
No, he didn't worship, he made it.
So, no, but he kind of went by whatever that they weren't doing. But his purpose was that save Am Yisrael. Because if Chas v'Shalom, they would do the same thing to Aaron that they did to Hor, so then there's no hope for it. So now here, the delicate point here is, when the Yisrael, let's say, gets the portion of the Chet HaEgel, what is it to him? What is it to me? You're talking about 3,000 years ago, right? So why are you blaming me? Huh?
Your grandfather did, you're still in charge.
I'm in charge?
Yes.
What do you mean?
They should have thought about it before they do the chet, that my children are going to pay for it. So they should have
thought about it. I know, so they're in fault, they're guilty. What has to do with me?
Chet avot, you are from them.
Huh?
You are from them.
So what?
You're guilty as well.
Well, if, like, let's say, God forbid, somebody get in an accident, they take the son to the jail or the father? It's too complicated. No, that was not the question. No. The question is, they take the son to the jail?
No.
So it has nothing to do with it.
Mistake of the father, then it's as if they committed the same thing themselves.
What do you mean?
So if they don't recognize that, yes, my grandfather did it, it was a mistake that he did it, he shouldn't have done it, and this is what he should have done. If he doesn't do that, then he's going to repeat the same mistake as the father. So, yes.
So maybe because they did it, I tend to do it also?
If they did it, I am probably going to make the same mistake as they did too. If I don't know what they did wrong.
3,000 years ago?
3,000 years ago, what's the difference? A human being is a human
being. You believe what he's saying?
Yes.
Yeah? You mean, you as a father, if you do something, then you should expect that your kid will do it too?
Of course, they look at you as an example.
But I didn't see what they did.
But they still made that mistake, and something went wrong. If you don't know what that thing that went wrong was, you're going to make that same mistake.
So that means if somebody finds a pack of cigarettes in his bar mitzvah with the tefillin, obviously, bar mitzvah kit, so now, what does that show?
The father is what, smoking all this time.
Now, I mean, you should be surprised. Like, let's say for example, if the father smokes, so it would be a surprise if the kid smokes also?
No.
So that goes without saying?
Yeah.
Happened to be somebody was addicted to a kid, chocolate, you know, kids like that.
Yeah.
They're very sadiq, the girul of Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom. So now they had a, you know, very chacham friend, so that they wanted to take the kid, you know, to talk to him, you know, so it's not good, you know, chas v'shalom, you have to take him to the dentist and so on. So they went to him. So he said, you know, now I cannot speak with him. No, just come back in a couple of weeks, you know, I'll talk to him. So, you know, we traveled, you know, hours to get here. He said, no, I'm not able to talk to him now. So they go back, they come back 2 weeks later, and then they bring the kid, say, listen, don't eat chocolate anymore. And he tells the parents, you can go now. I said, what? We traveled all the way here. Then you send us back. You didn't tell me to come back. 2 weeks. So then you tell me, don't eat chocolate. That's it? That's it? I said, yeah, because when you came here, I was eating chocolate myself. So I cannot tell him to not eat chocolate. It doesn't work. Kalakadosh is a very, very powerful message here, that it's not that we're not trying to make embarrassment for the Israel. What the point of matter here is that whatever happened 3,000 years ago, we have a tendency to do it anyway. We don't suspect the Kohanim or Levim has to do such a thing. Why? Because in our DNA, there's no such a thing. They're Hazak. They're full of hope. You never see a Kohen not be smiling. There's no such a thing.
Amen.
Kohen is full of feedback,
Amen.
Full of energy.
Amen.
But Israel, Hashem Yerachem. Why? So here, the Aliyah, here, the Levi is waiting. It's going to finish. Ooh, wow, 94 Pesukim. Why? Because you say, you know, this is a history for you. It's a story. But for Israel, oh my word, it's a tashar. Tashar. It's such a rebuke. You say, you know, look, what your grandfathers did, you have to be on watch guard. You're going to do it too. And here's a very powerful message, Kala Kadosh. That we have to know, yeah, people say, it's my life, it's Chaim Sheli, what do you want from me, you know, I'm free to do anything I want, don't intrude my life, you know, go do your thing. It doesn't work that way. We have the potential to pass on things. And not only that, Kala Kadosh, if for Chet HaEgel be watching that Israel would not be reminded more so, that you read the positive, the blessing part of the Torah. That means if Avot HaKadoshim, we see their portion that how successful they were, Maaseh Banim, Avot Siman LeBanim. So whatever that Avot HaKadoshim that went through, it comes to us. It's not a story. We have the potential to bring it out. All the blessing, all the brachot, it's there to grab it. Shenizkeh, Shesh Baruch Hu Yizakeh Otanu, to not eat chocolate, and Bezat Hashem, Nizkeh B'Yeshuot, and Besorot Tovot Bezat Hashem, and all.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.